This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus and
up.
What you believe in, how to achieve all your dreams.
Hey.
Keep moving forward. Never accept less than who you are.
Live
your best life.
Hey.
Be strong and free. It's the It Back.
Hey.
With Nahasha Black.
Hey.
It's the It Back.
Hey.
With Nahasha Black.
Hey.
It's the It Back.
Hey.
With Nahasha Black.
Hey.
It's the It Back.
Hey.
With Nahasha Black.
Bahamas, and welcome to the Hit Back. I'm your host, Nahasha Black. It is a beautiful day in the 242. I hope that you are doing well, taking care of yourself and living your best life today. We are going to kick off, not today, next week is the big week. We're kicking off next week our 10 days of giveaways, and we have some great sponsors who have been so gracious to the Hit Back so that we can give to our listeners, all of you out there, the opportunity to just, you know, get in the festivities of the holidays. And that's why I'm really excited. This will be the second time that I've been afforded to do it. The first time was in December 2019. Of course, the pandemic year, we were unable to do it. And this year we are back at it. And so I'm very excited. We even got ourselves, right? The Hit Back has officially gotten its own mug. Hello. And it says, but I digress on one side. And then live your best life. Is it? Can y'all see that? I gotta raise it up. All right, there you go. Ah, and then, but I digress. Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to all of this. So much things to give away. We have two night stay at a local hotel. We've got dinner. We've got dinner reservations. Spa Baja Retreat is sponsoring. BTC is donating a smartphone to the cause. We've got tons of Prestige Transformations doing a makeover. So this is going to be fun night. And I'm looking forward to it. Today, we got a good show for you today. And I want to start off the show with one of, someone who I've grown quite fond of as a person, his smarts, his leadership ability, what he's hoping to bring to the fore for all of us through new services and a different way of doing business. I want to welcome on the show before my co-host who will be today will be Dazzy the Demi, my good friend, former host of a daytime show here on Guardian. She'll be joining us today. My good friend, C.A. Nuri, of course, always joining us. Sunny says she reached on time. Everybody said, y'all got to get that mug. Y'all get that mug. All right. So I'm so excited that this next week is going to be lit. Can't wait. Next 2 weeks is going to be fire. But I want to welcome my good friend now, CEO of BTC, because it ain't going to be Christmas unless BTC is involved in this Christmas expedition. So I want to welcome on the show right now, CEO of BTC, Andre Foster. Andre, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Nahasha. Great to be here with you and with your listeners. So awesome to be back on your show.
Yeah, well, listen, the pleasure is all mine, my friend. Okay, I know you know, Andre. First of all, thank you so much for the support and BTC's supporting the initiative of the 10 days of giveaways. So thank you so much for that donation to one of our lucky listeners. So,
it is our pleasure. Absolutely.
Thank you. So tell us now, it's Christmas. This is the Christmas season, the Yuletide season, and it will not be Christmas in the Bahamas if BTC is not feeling that Christmas cheer and spirit. So Andre, please tell us what's going on with BTC this holiday season.
Listen, we've got so much happening, Nahasha. I mean, I think we could spend a couple of hours just saying about all the things that are going on in BTC. But, you know, look, we have the Make Christmas Sparkle campaign that we launched and could not be more proud. I mean, I hope folks have seen the new promotion and certainly seen some of our local artists that are highlighted in our commercial. But it's all about the fixed services and the elevation of our network. That's a campaign we started earlier this year where, you know, we've done a lot of work building new fiber to the home in many neighborhoods across the archipelago. And then we're matching that with great postpaid mobile plans, you know, making sure people are getting the best fixed mobile convergence plans, you know, on their account, which gives them all kinds of great things, you know. But I mean, from a fixed perspective, you know, when we look at what we have for our customers this year. You know, we have a $99 bundle that brings 150 meg of internet to your house, 157 channels, unlimited voice, unlimited calling to the U.S., Canada, and U.K. You know, of course, it's just it's an amazing product for our Flow TV. So that's a great bundle. And I keep telling people, you know, we have not just are we the value leader, but you can go and see for yourself. You go on our website, we have an option there. You can compare us to our competitors, and you will absolutely see the kind of money that you will save when you switch to BTC services. And by the way, that comes also in the fact that we give you more bandwidth. You know, so our competitor on their services, they top out at about 100 meg if you take their highest end, more expensive package than ours, whereas we start with our entry level packages at that level, and we go all the way up to 600 meg. So it's just been great. You know, I mean, we're excited about the new campaigns, and we're bringing a lot into the communities, you know, with our mobile services too, right? So a lot happening on the prepaid side. You know, you can get a $19, you can get a new smartphone as well as a 10-day super, 10-day plan that comes with that. And on top of that, we give you a special gift for Christmas when you come in and take advantage of any of those offers. So when anyone comes into our stores or meets us on the road with one of our virtual stores, you know, they get to take advantage of these great offers. And we're really excited about bringing that value to the Bahamas.
Man, that's great. You know, and my mom, she has Flow TV. So that's always good. The products and offerings that you guys have there. So this holiday season now, because again, you know, even with this phone, this isn't really exciting. So you're saying you only need
$17. $19. $19.
Yeah. You see me trying to shortchange you on your $19 on profit.
I mean, we're giving value, but we gotta try and save something.
gotta make money somewhere.
$2. Just give us $2 at least.
I mean, I'm sorry, man. I don't even know what I was trying to do. But $19, you can get yourself a smartphone and you walk out of the store. So what do you do to come in and,
that comes with a 10-day combo plan, right? So you get, you know, services on that phone for 10 days, voice, data, and text, all on that plan for 10 days. And it's an amazing value. Again, when you compare that to what a competitor has, it just blows them out of the water. So really, you get a great device, you get a great service plan, and that's something that, you know, we actually have additional devices above that. That's one of our entry level, but, you know, we've got deals going all the way up to get an iPhone if you take some of our postpaid services and take advantage of those offers too. But, you know, we keep telling folks, look at our website. We've got all these things on the website, or visit in the stores. You know, we've got great things happening in Southwest Plaza. We got great things happening in the Mall of Marathon. And as I mentioned earlier, we got this great mobile store that's going out into the neighborhoods. Again, has product, has all the services. You can sign up for new services. And they've got all the devices there in the van to sell to you out in your neighborhoods. And, you know, if that's not good enough, Nahaj, if you really you don't want to fight that traffic, you know, we also have our virtual store and our concierge service where we bring the product to you. So you just call us up.
Yes. I heard about that.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. So you can call our store and you can virtual store and you can have them come to you at 577 shop or 424 shop. So look, we got all our bases covered. We want to make sure that we are making Christmas sparkle for all of our customers. And again, we're just excited about it.
You know, okay, so now let's talk about the, you know, one of the big things that you guys have been pushing all year has been the fiber to home, to your home packages, mm-hmm. right? And I know you mentioned it earlier. How do you, when you're talking and you're doing your sales pitch for the holiday season, pitch to folks, hey, listen, this is the holiday season, give the love of a package. You know, because my mom, I tell you, Andre, my mom, that's, you know, she is the gem in my eye, my beloved mother. And my dad, my dad, he loves his sports. So I need to make both happy. Right? Mm-hmm. My mother just won't watch Trump. And I keep telling her Trump lost, but she just loves saying Trump. And my dad just loves sports. So how do I work that for my family? What sort of packages can I give without breaking the bank?
Yeah, listen, so we've got lots of options there. And in fact, you know, and you are the first, and your listeners are the first to hear this. So, you know, we are launching NBTC through our sales channels. We're going to have what we call the 15 days of Christmas. Okay, so it is kicking off tomorrow, but the 15 days of Christmas, where we will have specials every day that are focused on our services, whether it be a fixed service or a mobile service, or working with many of our partners, we're offering, whether it's a gas vouchers or maybe food coupons, things of that nature. So when you come in and you buy services from BTC, you will be entered into all kinds of promotional things, or you may be one of the lucky recipients of the special of the day that's part of our 15 days of Christmas. And one of the things that we had looked at is offering packages where you can prepay for your loved ones, you know, services for 6 months or for a year, and offer some great discounts around that. So we're trying to make it really interesting, because again, one of the things that we've learned through this pandemic is telecommunications is super vital for us to stay connected, to be able to be entertained, you know, to work from home, and of course for the kids to get educated from home. So our teams have been busy coming up with very interesting packages that we're gonna have every day. And if you come on our Facebook page or you go in the store, you'll be greeted with something new every day that's unique for that day of our countdown to Christmas. So super excited about that.
I like that. 15 days of Christmas. Five more than mine. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, and you know, of course we'll get into the traditional 12, you know, but I mean, let's get it started early.
But at the end of it, is there a new car? Are we going to be like The Price is Right? And
let's put it this way. We're not to the point of new cars, but you know, for folks who are signing up for broadband services or new packages, you know, there's $1,000 giveaway every week. So, you know, you could be the lucky recipient. And that, listen, that'll go a long way towards some nice gifts on top of getting the great services from BTC, right? So $1,000 a week is being given away as a part of anybody who signs up for new services up through Christmas.
And that includes that $19 phone. You see, I still take it away, $2. That includes
the $19. $2 away from us. Well, you know, but you know, absolutely, it's mostly on the fixed side for the $1,000. Prize. You know, again, anybody who comes in and takes advantage of any buy in the store will get a free gift. So especially on that prepaid offer, again, fantastic offer, great phone, great 10-day plan. You know, whether you call that stocking stuffer, or we call it like the main gift for somebody, it's a great, great deal.
Trust me, I'm hearing Secret Santa all over that. That's my $20 budget right there. Let me, one question. Someone has a question for you. Raymond asks, can you ask Mr. Foster, when will fiber to the home be in Angleston?
Great question. So look, you know, fiber to the home has been a big focus for us in 2021. You know, we should be delivering for Christmas another 10,000 homes, quite frankly, and the teams are working feverishly to get that done. Now, Angleston is on our roadmap for 2022, and in fact, Nahaj, we are really pushing to try and get New Providence and Grand Bahama hopefully completed with fiber to the home, all of those two islands by the end of 2022. So Angleston's going to be nestled in there. We delivered a lot of new homes this year. That entire Carmichael corridor, you know, so coming all the way from Blue Hill Road all the way to Coral Harbor has been upgraded, certainly in all the areas in the West, so Tropical Gardens. You know, the little place called Jacaranda that I think we got some fiber in there too.
Two
Beach Estates, you know, so there's a lot of areas we're starting to get there. Westridge North has been upgraded. So, you know, we're making our way, you know, to the west, around the outskirts, and of course, we're going to be filling in the center of the island too. So Raymond, hang in there for us. We'll definitely get to you probably early in 2022. I'd say probably first or second quarter, those fill-ins will be done.
And what about the family island? Grand Bahama, Abaco, what about the family island?
Tons of stuff have been done in the family island. So look, I'm always proud to say, you know, look, in the Exumas, a lot of the Bahama Sound communities have been done with fiber to the home. We've also done even some of the smaller keys. So if you're living in Black Point, or if you're living over in Staniel Key, fiber to the home is available in those two keys. Over in the Abacos, especially, you know, we know after Dorian, the Abacos are still on their road to recovery. And just so pleased to see the recovery, as like every time I go there, you can start to see the change, you know, Abaco's getting back to its former self. So we actually just launched in Green Turtle Key. It's one of the first keys that has Fire Home. Most of Marsh Harbor has it, Dundastown, Murphytown, and Central Pines all have fiber to their home. So we're making headway in all of the family islands too.
All right. So this is excellent news. So before we go, if you're just tuning in, CEO of BTC, Andre Foster, joining us on the show, wanting to tell about all of the wonderful, wonderful ways BTC wants to make it a Merry Christmas for you here this holiday season. What I want to find out just before we go, Andre, or not find out, but have you do, is before that we leave, succinctly, as best as you can, bullet point for us all of the great things that's happening this holiday season for someone who just tuned in and how they can be a part. As quickly as you can, give sure. me your best.
Yeah. So look, you know, for us in BTC, it's all about making sure everyone has an elevated experience with great broadband. So if you got that PS5, you're going to want to get great broadband to support, you know, the gaming and the kids for the holidays. We also have great offers on mobile, both prepaid and postpaid. You know, check out our website, come into the store, make sure you check our daily specials that we're going to have going through our 15 days of Christmas. And certainly we're going to make sure that we continue to give back our communities. We've done a lot of things this year, Nahaja, and so proud of what the team's done as far as giving back in community. Lots of great things we've done, giving organizations, you know, some wonderful gifts to get through the holiday season. So really proud of the team. And again, from BTC, from our homes to yours, we're wishing everyone is going to have a great Christmas.
Oh, and someone asked, what was the idea behind the Christmas jingle this year?
Oh, listen, that was an amazing collaboration. So, you know, we had a local entertainer. So Ray Comer teamed up with Grace Hamilton. She's known as Spice. And listen, they collaborated to create that great commercial. And it's all about Junkanoo, right? We all miss Junkanoo. We wanted to show, you know, some of the things that are so Bahamian around our Christmas. And so I think, you know, the collaboration there was great. It was the way that we kicked off our Make It our Make Christmas Sparkle campaign. And certainly it shares the magic of what Christmas is all about in the Bahamas. So Junkanoo infused into that commercial, really showing the great things around our broadband services and the mobile services all in one really tight commercial.
And this is a way, it's a left field question for you, Andre Foster, Mr. Foster joining us, CEO of BTC. But one of the things that is known about BTC is its support in the community. Mm-hmm. And sports is a big part. Sports, youth events, sports, and of course, culture.
Yeah.
And BTC has been a major sponsor of these events. Is that still the nature of BTC? Because now we're hearing that sports is back.
Absolutely. Look, you know, you don't have to look any further back to when the Olympics was here, who sponsored the free-to-air coverage of the Olympics? BTC, working with the Broadcasting Corporation of Bahamas. BTC was there to support, make sure every Bahamian had access to the for the Olympics for free. You know, and then we were so happy to see, obviously we had two athletes that brought home the gold for us, but we were the first to sponsor Stevie Gardner. He came back, you know, he's a hometown hero from us, hails from the Abacos, trained, you know, in Moores Island, you know, humble beginnings, still a great, humble man. And so we sponsored him, you know, $100,000 sponsorship representing our brand, again, some great advertising around our products and our elevation of the network there. And as you know, look, we've always been the premier sponsor for Junkanoo. We're going to continue to hold that mantle. You know, that is where we really feel that we can continue to show how much we have invested in culture of the Bahamas, and we are truly a Bahamian company. So we've always felt really good about our sponsorship of Junkanoo. And of course, when you go back to the history of our sponsorship of Olympians, you know, it's just so many that we have sponsored, and we're going to continue to do that. We feel that it's important as us as corporate citizens to help create the next great Bahamian, whether it's in sports, whether it's in business, you know, and we're just doing everything we can to give back to communities in which we serve.
That's awesome. You know, I can help you. Let's find one or two small little youth or groups or sport, you know.
Absolutely.
Teams that can use a corporate sponsor.
Absolutely. And Nahaja, again, you know, organizations that we've supported even just this Christmas season, 18 of them that have received donations from BTC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's all about giving back at this time of year. And again, really proud of the teams and all the community service we did through our Mission Week activities. We've really done a lot to make sure that, you know, we are giving back humbly to the communities in which we are servicing.
Thank you so much. Oh, and someone wants to ask, Garden Hills, they're having some challenges with their internet in Garden Hills, wanting to know when will that be resolved.
Yeah.
And as soon as they don't want to let you go, Andrew.
Yeah, I see that. Listen, you know, now, great thing, by the way, especially for the callers who are having issues, one of the great new features we have launched is our WhatsApp for support. So if they WhatsApp any issues to 225-5282, if they WhatsApp that number, you know, an agent will be able to work with them to find out what's happening in their area, see if there's anything we need to correct on their services in particular. And then even for those that are looking for the ability to top up, you can actually top up through that that WhatsApp to 225-5282. That's our call BTC.
5282.
Yeah, 225-5282. So now that I know you're a bit of a techie at heart, you know, and that's a good example of something you and I have talked about, which is you know, a little bit of AI behind that, a little bit of artificial intelligence. So
I can't wait for that show. We're gonna have to do that show very soon in the new year.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Andre. Andre Foster, CEO of BTC. Who's been a wonderful sponsor to our 10 days of giveaways, but BTC wants to make it a great Christmas for you. Andre, thank you so much, and I appreciate the time.
Nahaja, thank you so much, and have a wonderful holiday season.
Same to you, my friend. Take care. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Don't forget, WhatsApp, use the WhatsApp call number, 225-5282, 225-5282. That's 225-5282 to reach BTC. When we come back, I see Dazzy the Demi behind the backstage. I don't say behind the stage. Come on, Nahaja, get it together. And we are going to be joined by C.A. Nuri as well. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We will be back right after this.
The Hits Back with Nahaja Black is sponsored by the Ministry of Health, Cable Bahamas, Rev Christmas, AML Foods Limited, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, and BTC.
See something? Say something. Call Crime Stoppers Bahamas in Nassau, 328-8477. That's 328-8477. Tips, or from the Family Islands, 242-300-8477. That's 242-300-TIPS. Be safe and happy holidays, Bahamas, from the directors of Crime Stoppers Bahamas.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is safe and effective. Just one jab for now offers you protection against the serious risks of COVID-19. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine reduces the likelihood of serious illness, hospitalization, and death from COVID-19. Get vaccinated and help reduce the spread of COVID-19. To be safe, continue to wash your hands, wear your face mask, practice physical distancing, and get vaccinated.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus, stand up.
Stand up.
What you believe in, how to achieve all your dreams.
Hey.
Keep moving forward. Never accept less than who you are.
Live your best
Live your best life. You're listening to the Hit Back with Nahasha Black Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's Friday, y'all. It's Friday. It's a Friday evening. Bim. How is it that I did not give Wally? Wally, I didn't give you the solo song about the carnival, but don't watch nothing. I'm giving that to you in a minute. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I got to bring my good friend on. First time hosting with me, co-hosting with me, Dazzy the Demi. Dazzy, darling, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? This is like history in the making. We've actually never done a show together.
Never done it. And so I'm so excited. And it's a perfect day. It's a perfect day. It's Friday.
It is the perfect day to do this.
It's the perfect day to do this. Yeah. My good friend CA Nuri will be joining us. So, you know, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. But first of all, Daddy, I got to, you know, it's next week is the beginning of the 10 days of giveaways on the show, right? 10 days of giving away stuff. And I'm pretty stoked about it, Daz. But I need to ask you a question. Before anything else, what does Christmas mean to you? Because I'm always excited about Christmas. What does Christmas mean to you? Let me get from you.
Well, this is going to be a Christmas of first for me because I lost both of my parents in the last year. So Christmas for me this year, I'm trying to kind of redefine what that means. But definitely it means living in the moment and not taking anything for granted. So I think that's my theme for this year because it's just a lot of life has changed so much for so many people around the world, not just the Bahamas. So I think we're redefining our values this year, definitely. So living in the moment.
That's huge. And that's, I'm so glad you said that too, because of course, first of all, our sincere condolences, man. That's, you know, both parents, there's no words for that. Like, how do you, for that. And that's something that, you know, this Christmas, and I think every Christmas someone hits a first where they don't have someone that they love there this holiday season. So, you know, be encouraged, man. You know, I love you to pieces. So you're such a warrior.
Thank you.
So this holiday season, and for you, like for me, it's, you know, this, because of what we've been through. I feel a renewed vigor, but I still haven't put up my tree yet. So I don't know if that renewed vigor is real. Like, is that legit? Is that legit if I haven't put up a tree yet?
I'm putting mine up this weekend. So you're good. You are definitely in good company. I'm putting it up this weekend, you know, fully done. Well, my kids are going to do most of the work. But yeah, no, you're not bad at all. So we'll be the ones rushing through, you know, this weekend to get it done. So you're fine. You're completely fine.
Because, boy, I got to go in the ceiling. I told you I stopped doing real trees after they showed me the power of fake trees. The fake trees are the best thing that's been created since cell phones, since Apple. This fake Christmas tree is right there, man.
Well, it's a funny story about that. I was very much into the fake tree, and I did it for like the past, I don't know, 4 years, and my kids absolutely rebelled this year. They were like, no, we're not doing the fake tree. We want a real tree. So yeah, got to do the real tree, you know?
Okay. Well, until I get a sense of self, we're going to hit that fake tree. I'm telling you, there's nothing more powerful than when you pull it out of the box, and it got all the lights already on it.
Listen, that is such a life hack, and I thought it was amazing, but no, they unionized against me, so.
The Don Union, what happened? Where did these Democrats come from?
It's very powerful. It's extremely.
Let them know.
A real tree it is. Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, listen, there's some benefits to the real tree. Natural pine scent. Yeah. So you could say for the pine spray, I would have let you borrow my pine spray.
I know. Sweeping up the needles. You know, I mean, it's just so many benefits. Trying to dispose of it. You know, I mean, I don't know. The list just goes on.
And someone says, I love the fake trees. The fake trees are great. It's just this. You don't have to water it. You don't have to water it. It doesn't shed.
Yeah, it's environmentally sound too because you're reusing it. You know?
We say, look at me, Greenpeace. I am just so, you know, environmentally. I was not thinking about the environment at all when I got.
No, well, you know, I drive an EV, so that's in my mind a lot. But I thought so too. But no, this year, definitely a real tree. And thank you everyone for the condolences. I'm saying that they lost both their parents and a brother this year. See? Boy, I might hug to you, Claudette. I could see your comment. But yeah, it's been an extremely rough year. And I appreciate all the condolences, everyone that's, you know, checked in on me. And condolences to you, too, if you lost someone this year, this past year. And even before, you know, COVID just kind of changed so many things, Nahasha.
Yeah. You couldn't even grieve well because of it, right? So that's just a whole other thing, too.
Oh, yeah. And the world, let me tell you, the world does not care. And when I say that, I mean, people give their condolences. But things about grief is after the initial kind of shock of it is over, you know, you still have to go back to daily living. You still have to go and, you know, get back into your routines. Mm-hmm. And it can feel, you know, very disorienting at times. Mm-hmm. Because it's just life just keeps on. That's the one thing that's constant. Say, ask the kids union if they have real tree money. Real that tree is money. A good question. And I'm going to put a question to them. Thank you for that. Where were you, Sunny, when I was being...
when you were being unionized, when you were being over
Where were you? I could have used that.
You needed a union buster. You needed sandals. But, you know, you needed a real place.
You didn't say what I think I heard you say.
No, I didn't. I didn't say anything of that sort. Especially if they end up sponsoring my 10 days of giveaways.
Absolutely. There you go.
But
they can redeem themselves.
You could use their skill set because they're good at busting unions. Anyways, we digress. I this is one of those things. This holiday season, as you shared, if you're just tuning in, Dazzy the Demi joining us on the show right here. You know, this is going to be a different year. Like last year was for many. 2020, we saw our losses last year. 2019, let's just start from 2019. Yeah. We had hundreds of persons, some would say even thousands missing from Dorian, but let's go with hundreds that we know of, the loss of life. And we've just been grieving ever since as a country that needs a break. And for me, I hope that I'm looking at this Christmas and minus the carnival not coming, right? Or do we know?
Not coming, fine, or not anyway.
Not coming is a bad choice since they didn't reach.
They're here,
Not opening? They're still here. They're still here.
We can look at it. I mean,
it's the Ferris wheel. Because technically,
I saw it.
Did it spin? Is it spinning?
I don't know if it's spinning. I can report back to you. And I'm looking around because, you know, I can almost see it. But yeah, it's here. The lights were on.
I don't know. It has to be lit.
A long way.
It's a, you know, I mean, it's a lot of money. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm hoping that this holiday season, and Irma's right, you never get over grief. You never, the vacancy that a loved one leaves is never replaced.
Yeah.
What happens in my experience with grief is that time doesn't erase it. It just dulls it. And so in time it will dull, but the vacancy is still there. That person will remember them, hopefully for as long as you live, but it is the trying time. And so I'm hoping that this Christmas, for those who are going through, that someone remembers them and hail, and you know, we love you and cover you and say, no, you ain't eating by yourself this year. You know, what mummy used to cook? I could burn it just so you know I ain't mummy, to give you some nostalgia, right? let's screw it up a little bit. Yeah. Let's screw it up a little bit so you just know for sure it ain't mummy, it ain't daddy, but that you're here, we love you. And I think that's what this holiday season about. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, now that we then start this conversation with Carnival, just throw that out there. Carnival was here, is here, was supposed to be here, Dazzy. Somehow they done reach.
Yeah.
Every time I hear the former prime minister speak, I have PTSD moments. Like, I'm like, Jesus, is he still here? You know?
Yes.
Okay, but he's not the prime minister anymore. I can breathe and not, you know, force drink. But... I wonder, what's your take on this whole debacle with Carnival?
So here's the thing, Nahasha. I don't know if you've ever tried to bring anything into the country, but there's several layers you go through before you get to the point where you could open your suitcase on the other side, right? So there is customs, right? There is, you know, logistics that need to happen. So the question that I think I have is, before we got to the point of setup, right? Because I don't know if you tried to set up anything in the Bahamas anywhere, but, you know, the police do come and check to see if you have like a vendor's permit, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
so there's several layers from the shipping side all the way up to the permission for the setup side, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did it get this far without, I mean, I just have questions, right? So I don't have any conclusions. I see you laughing and it's funny to me too, but my question is, having imported items into the Bahamas at a far lesser scale, right? Even if you just try to bring a vehicle into this country, you have to have so many things just in place. Your ducks have to be in a row. So the only question is, how did we get this far?
Mm-hmm.
without permission? What is happening? I think we need more clarity on that because I'm confused. I don't know.
I think we definitely need clarity on that just because, look, I'm just saying. Okay. I just say, Dazzy, all right?
Yes.
Here is where I am with this whole thing, right?
Yes.
Obviously, it's going to be as big of a deal as the opposition can make it, right?
Yes.
But for me and my own curiosity, right? Like as a business person, yes. I can't show up in another man's country, say I'm going to start a business and don't make sure that I've made sure the permits are good. I've made sure that I've gotten all the approvals because I'm about to start a business. I definitely won't bring my expensive equipment over yonder without things as finalized as could be. Now, here is where this comes. Obviously, now what we see, Dazzy, is the interesting yes. part to me. Someone told them yes. Now, the gentleman says it was the PM. Yeah? Someone said yes, though. And when they said yes, health was like, but how did they get here? Or something. I was like, who said that they could? I don't understand. You all serious? Somehow there is this, I think we're seeing an outward expression of, but that don't make no sense. Whomever said yes, you all sold these people a bag of goods and it don't make, and I walk away with saying, if it was the PM and he is fine, if he's acquiesced to the Ministry of Health, at least he changed course. I could respect that, right? But by God, the whole thing set up, not a man going to come here. Boy, this could be a big deal. I don't think these fellas are going to leave without getting paid. Well, they didn't have anything in writing, so there's no lawsuit, right? Can they sue if you don't have anything in writing?
Well, here's the thing. Even before getting to that point, let's just say for whatever reason, everything was happening on a basis of handshake and it being said before that, because the carnival has come here pretty much every year. So a lot of times systems would have already been in place, you know, to bring them in logistically.
Yeah. So I'm thinking it was going to be easy.
Yeah. Let's just say that, you know, they didn't go for any fresh permits or permissions because it's like, well, we come every year, you know, it's not an issue. And this is what we do. And this is, you know, the broker that we use, et cetera, et cetera. And it begs to reason that things are going to just flow as they are. Mm-hmm. So the issue with that is because of the nature of what has happened with COVID, everything has changed. Permissions have changed. You know, who's in the hierarchy of making these decisions has also shifted because we've seen situations all around the world where, you know, those in the health industry who have positions in government, they almost have a lot more authority than, you know, the regular hierarchy that we're used to seeing just based on that aspect. So it's definitely interesting. I'm curious to see how it unfolds. I feel like, you know, this is the next Netflix special. this meme is so funny.
This will be the next fire festival.
Next fire festival. I was just telling that to a friend of mine earlier. You know, it's just, you know, aside from it being entertaining, I do feel and I do have empathy for the persons involved because it's thousands of dollars of equipment, you know, and then they have to obviously bring workers down. There's just so much that goes into running this. And I see mixed feelings about Bahamians and how they feel about either them getting, you know, permission or not permission. I see them talking about the carnival snacks, right? I see what y'all focus is. It's interesting to see it play out.
I think it's funny. I love being a Bahamian for the jokes, just all the time. The jokes all the time.
I love the one with the singing bishop. I don't know if you saw that.
No, you got to send that one to me, Dazzy.
It's on TikTok and it's just, it says something like, you know, when you want to get that carnival pizza and it's just one taste, you know, that video. But I really love it.
Well, someone says,
I think we'll be supported either way.
I won't lie to you. I've said it before and we got to go to a break. I wanted the carnival. I really wanted. So for me, it's nostalgia, right? And for me, it's a bit of normalcy. It gives you hope. But I know I knew that Ministry of Health would have to have some really creative and stringent guidelines. So I think I just thought they would resolve it, like figure it out. Because a part of me too, I think about what is the mental health of the people? How can we change the monotony? How do we bring back some form of normalcy? You already said we can't have junk anew. How do you bring back some level of normalcy, even if it's just for the kids or whatnot? But
All good questions.
All right. Yeah. So it is what it is.
Omicron is supposedly mild. Sorry. So,
right.
You know,
even though it got like a Terminator name,
Omicron.
Well, it's, yeah, you know, Transformers. But what are
Transformers,
we what are
that's
actually
it.
Doing? So we'll see.
We'll see. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Dazzy the Demi joining me and CA after the break. We'll be back right after this.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always. You're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus and
up.
What you believe in, how to achieve all your dreams.
Hey.
Keep moving forward. Never accept less than.
We're beginning our process of, what is it? What are we beginning our process of? What do you call that thing? 10 days of giveaway starting next week. I got my good friend, Dazzy the Demi, joining us. Okay, so Cecil said that he's stuck on a line in Fox Hill. I was going to say Freeport in Fox Hill, so he'll be with us shortly after the 5 o'clock hour. Dazzy the Demi joining me, of course. Wonderful goal so far. Someone says, if Carnival happens, so much junk anew. I digress. I live in Freeport.
Agree. I don't know what will happen to the costumes, but I agree 100%.
Listen, someone, of course,
socially
they said,
right?
Yeah. Socially, this, I think, I, you know, for those who love junk anew, this is the second Christmas of something so traditional. So, commonplace. Like, I just like watching people get ready for junk anew. I have a nephew, Dazzy, who plays the sousaphone. And I just like to see him post the night just to see his lips and make fun of it because they're always swollen. And it is the ugliest thing I've ever seen. It's like, no one should, like, just for that alone, he should be getting married. He's getting married.
But
for that one, those two nights, it should be enough to not marry someone who you know could become that ugly. It's like the way, it is the worst thing.
You gotta stay focused.
I can't focus on it. It's like one of those cartoon lips. You know, like when the lip is swollen, someone gets stuck with a bee and it just like, bro, it's terrible. It's
no, it's just not nice. That's not nice.
I know.
But I'm curious. Like, he needs to post a photo. We need to see.
I need to post a photo. He'll never post a photo. I shall watch him, right?
But I, you know, Nahaja, all of this with junk anew, I blame the volley boys. Let me just say for the record.
Say what now?
Yeah, I know you didn't see that coming, right? But
no, didn't feel
remember
that.
Their whole departure and they rob us situation. I hold them responsible for the collapse of Junkanoo and even COVID, if we're at it, because I'm a proud Saxon. And this
I felt the Saxon in you just oozing out.
Yeah, you can't just decide you're not going to participate. You know, they changed our timelines. It turned into a whole new, you know.
As a devout Valley girl, devout, yeah. Needless to say, I sort of kinda.
I blame y'all.
No, I mean, they might have caused COVID with that, because that was blasphemy. Yeah. They might have. Yeah. It might have actually been them. And, you know.
It's shattering.
It just was terrible, you know, what they said and did. But as they told me, you know, and I'm low budget. I ain't lie to you, Dazzy. I'm low budget. So as they said to me, you know, they said, okay, we're not doing it anymore. And guess what? They gave me a shirt. I forgave them. Once I got the free shirt, I was like, y'all didn't do that. It was always the Saxons who went ahead and caused this whole infighting. Saxons always caused dissension.
Never.
You know, you guys are war people, right? That's what y'all is. Y'all don't come in peace.
No. Nahaja, as a proud Saxon, and you know, you're rapping Valley Boy, so I have to take, you know, what you say with a grain of salt, because it does have a little of delusion behind it through that filter, that Valley filter. But I will say this, you know, sometimes, you know, the sun, when it burns bright, like, it doesn't care who it blinds. It's the same thing with the Saxons. You know, we burn bright, and sometimes people get blinded and they get upset about that. And I understand. And so, you know, but y'all didn't have to kill the whole thing. Like, are we ever going to have Junkanoo again? Mm-hmm. Am I going to tell my great-grandchildren, well, you know, we used to have Junkanoo.
You know how powerful we are as a Valley group? That we are so powerful that we stopped Junkanoo. We stopped Junkanoo. You can't have Junkanoo without Valley. Okay. You understand how powerful Valleys are? The Valley
boys are. Powerfully.
Listen, without us, there is no Junkanoo. And you admitted it on national radio. You told the entire Bahamas that without the Valley boys, there is no Junkanoo. And I don't even know why Saxons exist.
I like your angling.
That admission.
I like your angling.
Yeah. No, way to go. Someone says,
Saxons caused Trump.
I believe that.
What was wrong with Trump? I mean...
Yeah. Just saying.
People crying for him now. I don't know.
Well, I know if they're crying. I don't know if they're crying, but they definitely.
Nahaja, I hear you, but all I see is that the Saxons have just gone down in history as being the forever winners, and we have been crystallized and memorialized in that position. Yeah. And the Valley boys just couldn't handle it, and so you just self-destructed like a, I don't know what self-destructs.
Like that Mission Impossible record. Don't watch that.
We gotta talk Junkanoo. I mean, it's December. Come on. We gotta talk. Yeah, why y'all blaming me in the comments? How did I create this? I'm sorry. I'm very lost here.
It's all your fault. We gotta take a break for the news. When we come back, I wanna play the song Solo Did about the carnival. One of my favorite songs by far.
Oh my goodness.
We'll be back after this. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio. We'll be back right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus, stand up.
Stand up.
What you believe in, how to achieve all your dreams.
Hey.
Keep moving forward, never accept less than who you are.
Live your best life.
Hey. Be strong and free. It's the Hit Back.
Hey.
With Nahaja Black.
Hey.
It's the Hit Back.
Hey.
With Nahaja Black.
Hey.
It's the Hit Back.
Hey.
With Nahaja Black.
Hey.
It's the Hit Back.
Hey.
With Nahaja Black.
Hey.
to The Hit Back with Nahaj of Black Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I hope you're doing well, taking care of yourself and living your best life today. I've got joining me my good friend Dazzy, the Demi, on the show with us right now. Okay, so let me know. My producer, I got to wait and make sure I cut off Wally too quick. Make sure Wally got that song cued for me. Wally, let me know if you got that song cued for me, because before we change gears and hit on to some other news, I wanted folks to hear the song that Solo did, which for me is my life story. Like my life story. Just this. This is the segment of my life that tells the perfect story. See,
this is
you're technical.
Okay.
Wally, you have it cued. Play it for me, please, if you got it.
Lord, I save all type of quarters. I could beat out glass table, dead bad. Man, we need the carnival. Please. Christmas, oh my shop. Y'all tell the carnival they gotta pack up. I had my mind when the glass and cup. Look at my quarters, they all stack up. Christmas, all mash up. Y'all tell the carnival they gotta pack up. I had my mind when the glass and cup. Look at my quarters, they all stack up. It's dead ready. Who tell the carnival to come this way? Who make sure the carnival ain't straight? This right here, that's all the order. I gotta get a glass or a cup for a quarter. Telling you. You wanna get a pizza, yeah, the line long. You waiting for your pizza, yeah, the line long. Done get your pizza, yeah, the line long. Pizza tastes good, that's why the line long. I wanna ride, I wanna corn dog. Glass, cup, that's all I want. When I'm in the first glass, ha, 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 ha. I ain't moving from this spot. 3 cases of glass, 1 case of cup. Ask mother for quarters, mother dead hug. Virgin spot me, say, bring me one mug. I pull out the quarter, mug one shot. Christmas, all mash up. Y'all tell the carnival they gotta pack up. I had my mind in a glass and cup. Look at my quarters, they all stack up. Christmas, all mash up. Y'all tell the carnival they gotta pack up. I had my mind in a glass and cup. Look at my quarters, they all stack up. If they follow the protocols, then that's a go. If they don't follow protocols, then that's a no. Somewhere down the line, there's a mix up. Let's get it right, this could be fixed up. If we sanitize our hands and we wear our masks, we can win cup, teddy bear, and win glass. Put the necessary measures in place. COVID police all over the place. I was saving my quarters from 2019. Now you're saying no carnival, it's gotta be a dream. Don't let the carnival live. Let the carnival stay. Don't let the carnival live. We wanna go there on Christmas Day. Don't let the carnival live. Hey, where y'all going, bro? Christmas, all mash up. We don't want a carnival to pack up. I had my mind in a glass and cup. Look at my quarters, they all stack up. Christmas, all mash up. We don't want a carnival to pack up. I had my mind in a glass and cup. Look at my quarters, they all stack up.
Solo to the Google. Solo to the Google. That's my song. Christmas all mash up. Listen, who else ain't know about man about
that's
the
amazing.
Man, I love
he's
me
so talented.
Baby. I swear.
We need a catalog of all of his songs because he has chronicled so much history.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a national hero, okay?
A national hero. Should be on the Walk of Fame already.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Someone said, Mom, you hear shaking up. Please call me after the show. I figured out that's your peeps. Solo is the man. I agree. Christmas all mashup. You know, y'all tell the carnival they got to pack up. But Solo is the man. Speaking of cups, and if you've seen these memes, These memes for the holidays, I just love memeing. So that's just that.
So much talent, you know.
Yeah. I think we're just on that next level here in the country, you know, when we're ready to do something sensible.
Oh, yeah. And talent, they're not cashing in, Nahaja. I'm friends with a lady on LinkedIn, and all she does is make memes for companies. And she was posting her salary this week on LinkedIn.
Oh, I know, because
they do it differently abroad. Here, we're a little more tight-fisted with income and what we're doing. But she was like, yeah, I make 100K a year and I make memes. So what? And then another lady chimed in and she's like, I just make TikToks and, you know, I do something similar. So yeah, this talent, please cash it.
Yeah. Someone says solo to the world, solo never disappoints. And you're so right. Oh, yeah. I just spoke with someone today. If you're just tuning in, the Hit Back Guardian Radio, Dazzy the Demi joining us on the show. Someone, a Bahamian woman with the most beautiful voice for voiceovers, Dazzy.
Yes.
And I mean, silky smooth. And, you know, of course, you know, your influence on me with this in terms of VoiceOver and Fiverr. And yeah. I was like, man, listen, you were in with the wrong group. Just, you know, believe in your talent and do the thing, man. Do the thing. So I think it's a lot of us where we're gifted and we just, you don't put the magic touch on it. But that's the song. You know, someone says, how does he come up with these creative jingles so quickly, though? I don't know. Only God knows how my boy, but that's a muscle that he's always working. So when you work a muscle like that, it's always ready. It's that, that's just that muscle that he has for songwriting and creativity that is always on. And so for us, we wouldn't be able to do it. But for solo, it is an activated muscle. So it's just like a ninja.
Yeah? He's so quick. Nahaja.
I tried to get him on the show.
Paper song is out. He's so gifted. He's gifted. He I'm is. Sorry. You have to give him all of his respect. He is so gifted.
Yeah. And I know he was on the, he was listening in, but I told him, and what I love about, that's my boy, is as soon as he hits the song, he makes the song, he sends it straight to me.
Awesome.
One person can play the song. It could be Haji. It could be you. Oh, Haji. Solo to the world. And he would have loved to have been on today, but he is busy today. But that dude is just pure talent. All right, let's shift gears a bit, Dazzy. And it looks as if CA is having some challenges. So, you know, whenever he shows up, he shows up. But we got to keep on moving.
Yeah.
So another bit of big news today. The leader of the Democratic National Alliance has has stepped down.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are we surprised?
I don't know if the surprise is the right word. It was definitely one where I guess the honorable thing would be to, and when I say honorable, that's normally what happens, right? If you don't win, you step down to give some, maybe you say, maybe it's my leadership style or myself, because of the way these parties are done, the leader is elected by the party democratically, but the people have to vote for that leader and as the tip of the spear and whatever else follows suit, it's kind of a burden that falls on the leader. And I would definitely say she was more swift than the former prime minister, who was forced to not step down.
Yeah.
So she showed quite a bit more honor than he did because boy, brother still got a lot to say.
The last run, the last election was interesting because that was the first time where, you know, parties outside of the two major ones, the spotlight was really on them, you know, and it was a chance to, I don't want to use the word shine, but people were just so hungry to hear a different message, I think.
Yeah.
And so it was very interesting to see it play out and, you know, the ground that was covered. But, you know, the thing about elections and the thing about governments, usually it's not a sprint. It's definitely a marathon. And you cannot ever let your foot up off the pedal. Like, you don't go into campaign mode when it's campaign time. You have to definitely build those relationships all along. And you have to believe in your party financially, you know, as well. That component as well. Because no matter what it is, that brings confidence to a lot of the populace. Right. And I know there was a lot of talk about, you know, flyer money being wasted on flyers. And I agreed. But at the end of the day, it was still, you know, financial demonstrations that I think, you know, lends a long part in
people's
psyche.
Yes.
In terms of who they trust, you know.
Yeah.
And just a lot of factors.
I think that financial component is huge, too. And, you know, are you able to financially handle the government? And I think there's so much that we as people have to ask the question about. I have this thought, right? We don't have a house for the prime minister. So technically, and it's lens that the person who then becomes the prime minister must stay in their house. But what if the person who becomes the prime minister is a teacher, right? And I only bring that up because I think that there has to be some sort of, you have to be financially in a space or place for even to be respected to run. And I think that stops us or limits us from electing the best person based on their capacity. Even just the perception of not being able to afford X, Y, and Z. So a lot of third parties that have persons who are broke, right? Like they, you know, be like, man, I do it. I do it as a butcher. What do you know about running any country? But, you know, maybe he loves to be a butcher. He perhaps has the capacity to be anything else. There's something I think that even when we see the party contract, the party can't take care of itself. Y'all can't run no country. But it takes people to fund it. And so now the next question is, how do we mobilize the grassroots to fund something? Or do you always have to find a top-down donor? And does that change? Because how does that affect the narrative that we don't want special interests? Because if you got one person funding almost all of your campaign, you have a donor who has a special interest. So, like, we don't know what we really want you to.
Nahaja, see, this topic is so varied, right? Because here it is. If you look at it from a few different angles, and I like that you brought the, because that's what I was alluding to in terms of financial confidence, right? So you have individuals who, again, like you say, they may be the best person for the job, and we have to go back and define best even before we go there, right? But financially, again, people are going to be looking for that confidence to know that they would have built a certain level of wealth or a certain level of acumen before they could go ahead and lead a country. I mean, it's just something that people are going to look at, right? They're going to look at, they're just going to look at what you have built and what you have done. That's just something you can't get around. I'm not a big fan of looking at things from an idealistic perspective. Mm-hmm. I like to look at things in reality. And so in reality, you're always going to have lobbies. You're always going to have special interests. It just is what it is. You know, it's very idealistic to think that you're not going to have it. Mm-hmm. However, if a lot of the special interests coincides or overlaps with the betterment of the country,
you can live with it.
Then it's okay, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not talking about, because someone is saying, so we should sell it to the highest bidder. I mean, that question you're asking, you know, what are we doing now, right? So, and how is that benefiting us? But we have to look at what people will look at. They call it status signaling. Humans are going to look at status signaling to know where they're going to lend their confidence. If they feel as if you need to get in government for you to get financial gain, they're not going to trust you because they're going to feel like you're putting your own personal needs before the basic needs of the country. That's just, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
All we want, Nahaja. We can talk about what should happen and what would be best. But the point is, whoever has the money runs the show. And that is how it is all over the world. And that's never going to change. And it just is what it is.
Such an interesting conversation. Because I think, too, that there is room for picking their leader. Like I can be designated a PLP, right? I don't know what that party is. Are they fiscal? Are they conservatives? I don't know what the heck. Who cares? But I don't know what they are. All right.
Who the liberals and who are the
conservatives?
I don't know, the Republicans, etc.
But you could be registered as one thing and you pick the leader that is separate and apart. And I think that would create a little bit more balance too, because boy, we carry some interesting weight and persons behind it. But with this discussion of the capacity or the ability for third parties to come in the fray, you know, in history, the PL, the FNM, was kind of the UBP that transformed, right? So it was an existing construct that just transformed and changed its name, rebranded, right? Changed the color of the leader and put a brother at the top. That changed itself. It did an evolution. So was there always technically two parties? Was there one party, then you became the alternate, which was the Progressive Liberal Party? And so did we just stay with what was? It wasn't as if the FNM came out of nowhere. It was faces or an ideology that already existed. So is it that we cannot get out of that, these two ideologies, right? One that's socially for the people and another one that is pro-business that tends to lean lesser on social programs. So it's very interesting. I wonder about that too.
I believe that the interest at the end of the day is still the same at the core, right?
Yeah.
But I do believe that depending on who is involved in a party and what their personal ideals are, is what is going to create that trickle down effect of what the citizens are going to see. So, you know, it's just a matter of interpreting it through who is at the helm at that point, because their ideals and their values are going to shine through. I'm sorry, you know, which is why, you know, when you have a situation in a country where the people who we are electing, they come from us, Nahaja. They're our cousins, our families, the permanent secretaries, they're our aunts, our uncles, the government workers. So it always makes me very amused when I hear Bahamians and we talk about, you know, the government as if it's some alien ship out of the sky that came down and, you know, landed on us with all of these people that run the government. This is us. So if we don't like what we see, we have to take a look at us. Because they come
Cecil would say, this proves that we are who we are. This is the best we can do. That's all I'm hearing is Cecil saying, we are who we are, and this is the best we can do. Dazzy, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back after this.
Banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
With BTC Business's new smart solutions powered by super fast, reliable broadband, you'll feel like there are more versions of you working for you. From website design, development, and digital marketing to promote your business, 24/7 business class support to cloud solutions, security, and more. Multiply your growth today.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus stand up. What you believe in, how to achieve all your dreams.
Hey.
Keep moving forward. Never accept less than who you are. Live your best life.
Hey.
Be strong and free. It's the Hit Back.
Hey.
With Nahaja Black.
Hey.
It's the Hit Back.
Hey.
With Nahaja Black.
Hey.
And it's we're back here listening to the Hit Back with Nahaja Black. Dazzy the Demi joining us on the show today. Okay, so if you haven't been keeping up, the leader of the Democratic National Alliance, Arinthia Kumalafe, announced today her resignation, her stepping down, I guess, resignation, as leader of the Democratic National Alliance. Here's what she said.
Organization to that particular finish line, despite all the obstacles and challenges from within and without. Now that my duty is done, it is time to move on. As I make my exit and allow the DNA to chart its way forward. During a Central Congress meeting held earlier this week, I informed Congress members of my intention to step down. Having done that, I hereby publicly announce my resignation as leader of the DNA, effective immediately. As per the constitution of the party, the deputy leader becomes the interim leader due to the vacancy created by my departure. I extend my gratitude to the officers and members of the DNA who gave their unequivocal support to the DNA party, and more specifically, my vision for this nation. I pray that God will truly see your heart and bless you immeasurably.
There you go. Effective immediately, Dazzy.
Yes.
The leader of the DNA has left the party. And, I'm saddened, but I understood. Yes, I'm saddened as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did have, I like her as a person. I did have a lot of, you know, interest in seeing how that would have developed and blossomed and grown.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I feel as if they were outworked. And mm-hmm. when I say that, I see a comment coming in, you know, and it's just, see, when you have a party that is smaller, You have to work harder, and you have definitely financially, you have to establish such a dominant presence, because again, status signaling is how we as humans, you know, look at hierarchy, right? And that's how we build confidence. So, you know, there was a lot of things where I saw that could have been done, but you know, history was made in a lot of ways, and she did, I believe, and gave her absolute best and went above and beyond for her capacity. But, you know, it's just kind of one of those things, you know.
Yeah, it didn't work out. And, you know, truth be told, listen, it was their worst showing in their three showings. And I think you have to internalize that as a leader. You have to internalize that and ask, what did we do wrong? The party during her leadership tenure. And, you know, as a female leader of a party, this was not easy, because I definitely know she was taking blows left, right, and center.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's unsettling. That's unsettling. Yes. I mean, you know, she had even had a jail, and I'm a star type of moment out of the jail cell, right? So it was a season for her and a learning experience, I'm sure, for her and others. But in terms of the fact that it didn't grow, actually, the party under leadership shrunk. So let's keep it real, that the party itself shrunk. So was her leadership style and those of the party, were they connecting to the people by and large? And the fact that Coalition of Independents came out of nowhere with less than a year, found sufficient footing to garner more votes. That was the disappointment for me as someone who has voted DNA before, that you were outworked by a party that just came in, and that you couldn't, even in the four and a half years, find yourself at least one solid donor where another group could find one solid donor. So it's a lot of questions, and that's why I respect her decision to do so.
Yeah.
And maybe it gives the DNA, a fresh win. But to answer some folks' questions, when I spoke to the party representatives, the whole murmur is that she was given some sort of board appointment or you know, will she be becoming a PLP? I was told that she's not even spoken. This is what I was told, that she has not spoken to an FNM or PLP. They assume that it is, you know, standard and that is automatic that she'll become a PLP. I think even if she's thinking about it, even if she's being proffered that position, and maybe you give it a break, don't run from the DNA leadership and straight wearing yellow. I think that look good. That don't look good. I just take off that green quick. You're doing like a ninja Loretta. Well, in Loretta Leaves is an independent. She left the party years ago. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting to see it play out. But yes, the coalition, they did definitely work hard. They were hungry. You could see it. You know, they worked hard. Okay. So, you know, it just goes to show you that there is potential. And for anybody that is listening now that has political aspirations, you know, in the future, this is the time now where you need to start. And one of the things that was significant that I see a lot of people always completely disregard is the use of social media. You know, now the world has changed so much, and that is what gave, you know, Trump leverage back when he was running and campaigning. You know, just making use of social media, the ability to connect to people, to just turn on that camera and talk, right? And so I believe that a lot of times we overcomplicate things. You just need to connect with people, and to connect with people is to talk to them. And that is all it requires. That's how you get support. That's how you get energy behind what you're doing. That's how you get people passionate about your mission. Mm-hmm. And that's how you disseminate information. You know, even if you don't have a budget, that's huge, right? You can still do what you can with what you can. And so, you know, a lot of that I don't think was utilized fully. And this is not, you know, criticism to bash anyone, because I think all of the parties still do not use it to the fullest extent of what they can, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As much, I remember I made a joke, Nahaja, as the campaign was going on about, you know, the ad with the subsistence farming, right? But and people went crazy. And I'm like, do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying that the fact that you are all talking about it means that it's having some effect. I don't care how you feel about the content. I don't care how you feel about what is being said.
Yes.
You know, it's so memorable and it's so relentless that, you know, in your sleep, you're thinking about this ad. You know, I'm sorry.
It's created a reaction.
Yeah. Correct, right? without seeing every 2 seconds. So I think that, you know, using the tools that are there and definitely leveraging those is a big part of it. And then also I see a comment talking about using people's weaknesses to their advantage. You know, everything in life is marketing, right? And so when you have a message, you have to go after what you know is going to resonate and is going to sell. And so whether I agree with what the messaging was or not, the angling was very strong and the positioning was strong to the point where you couldn't even have Nahaja civil conversations with some of the supporters.
No, you can. You still can. You still can.
I remember pointing something out and saying, well, you know, financially, I don't think the numbers here. And the person went crazy.
Don't do math.
And then other people inboxing me. And I was like, you know what? Never mind.
Math is fake news. Math is fake news.
Do what you want. Leave it alone. No, thank you. So I still don't engage.
I tell you, math is fake news. I ain't going to call it. Call people, math is fake news. Just give it a break. Just real talk. Whenever you ask them, really, let's do the math. You know what? And all of it's funny. It's like math is fake news. Like, how dare you? How dare you ask for numbers? You were part of the, whatever, the oligarchs. That's like the favorite word. Like they beat oligarchs dead. I tell you, it was rough being an oligarch in this country.
Well, the thing is, the true oligarchs, you don't know their names, right? So that's another conversation. So are we going to go there or not? I mean, you know, what do you want here? And, you know, any person that has such a strong desire for something, a lot of times it's just best that you take personal responsibility and you see how can I build this for myself, right? And you don't look external because, you know, looking external, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's just not going to happen. People are always going to put their self-interest before yours. And unless they need to leverage you a lot of times into using your emotion for a certain position, you're going to be waiting a long time. And there's no limit to the information out in the world. So a lot of times, you know, and I'm big on personal responsibility, a lot of times it just requires for you to shut all that noise out, look at what your path is directly and see how you can go ahead and leverage it. It's not easy, but, you know, waiting on some external circumstance in a lot of cases, you know, it's just not going to be what is promised. And that's not unique to the Bahamas. That is, you know, everywhere in the world. That is human nature. It just is what it is. So a lot of times we do ourselves a lot of good, Nahaja, when we face what the facts are in the world and not look at, you know, idealism and pipe dreams and, you know, things being distorted in such a way that's, you know, a lot of propaganda. I just read an article talking about how, you know, liberals in the U.S. are selling, you know, bill of goods that are very interesting in nature, but the elite in those parties are not living the same ideals that they're espousing, right? So they're saying things like, I don't want to get into any of them, but they're saying things and they're not living these things, but they're because it's popular and it's socially acceptable and everyone is all afraid.
And I get you a win.
You know, you have to use pronouns now and there's just so much happening, right? And the things that they are saying, they are not living. So you have to often, you know, look at the difference between what people are doing and what they're selling you in order to inflame, you know, insecurities that you have to leverage into financial gain for them. You have to look at the looking glass for what it is. You cannot afford to live in this life any longer. COVID shattered that. And just, you know, be in a state of delusion. It is dangerous. It is so dangerous.
Listen, the delusion is strong for many of them. And it's because it brings comfort. You know, that confirmation bias gives us some sort of comfort, though, you know, so it is it is that thing you hold on to because it affirms your position. And because we are not a people that is really affirmed, right, we're not complimented on our right. So when you finally think you're right, boy, I go hold on to this. I got a herd with me.
All you got.
This is my rodeo. So, you know, I think that that's what you're finding too. And it's always, like you said, I think one of the greatest tools that one can use in their, because Lord God in the morning, right? I mean, this election season, I felt like I was just like, you know, when you're sitting back and you're like, this is powerful. Like we have morphed into something totally unique. This is, I mean, we had like 16 third parties. It felt like everybody was a party in themselves. Like you could be a party of one. Yeah. And you won't run. And I mean, they're talking government running. Government running. I am going to run this country with myself and the Holy Spirit.
and yes. the Father and the Son, plus my cousin Pookie. He ain't running, but he shall show up.
Yeah,
it's just too much. And you know, we built up things that didn't make no sense, but people were emotional. And I think that that is something that when the DNA, if they decide to recast themselves, retool themselves, become something different or become something new, right? Because it obviously what they were doing, it ain't working. Three terms, lower rates. Every time, three elections, we've seen a decline. The first one, of course, was its pinnacle, and then they've lost momentum. Now we've seen two leaders. Do we know who they, do they know the tenet of who they are? And do we understand as the people, the tenets of who they are? Can you say succinctly in your 10-second spiel, what is the DNA to you, right? So that even if you may not have voted for them, you have an idea of their philosophy. Mm-hmm. And so that it can resonate. And one day you might show up and say, you know what, I like that philosophy. But I this season and voting and how we were tapped into and connected or touched to vote, quite a bit of people stayed home. The FNM today is trying to figure out their new way or words. By the way, please have Dr. Minnis. I'm sorry. I know this is going to offend some folks, but I'm telling you that some folks, like for me, when I hear Dr. Minnis still speaking, I get a little bit of PTSD. It really messes with me. Man, look here. It really does Why? Something to me. Every time I hear him, I say, oh, Jesus, he's still in. Oh, no. I heard a voice. And I mean, this has been a rough 4 years for me. But
yeah.
Especially last two was emotionally stressful. But I think that each party has to find their way. I'm trying to figure out the PLP as this administration, you know, I'm trying to figure out their vibe, you know, in terms of are they, because like they brought in Loretta, the idea of Mrs. Kumalafi joining them. If that turns out to be true, that's going to be interesting. Wendell Jones as an ambassador is going to be interesting. So they're making moves even as an administration in the politics arena. What is the Free National Movement doing in the politics arena? Well, I don't know.
See, the thing about it, Nahaj, is if you look at what the abbreviations mean, right? If they would just stick to what their party stands for, in the fullest extent of what it is, they will be fine, you know, all parties. So the Progressive Liberal Party, right? And so if they just stick with that, you know, everything is fine. The Free National Movement, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it just has, it just needs to be stuck to, you know, the letter. I have high hopes for the current administration because, you know, a lot of the ideals that they espouse, you know, if it can actually happen, it will be great. One of them, in fact, I
have hold that thought.
Sorry?
Hold that thought. We got to go to break.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Wally, yeah, yeah.
Wally's trigger finger. We better go.
I know it.
You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaj Black. Dazzy the Dammy. I see CA behind the scenes ready to come on. We'll be back right after this.
About the 12 days of Christmas, but this year, Rem is giving you even more Christmas with 31 days of giveaways. Simply sign up or upgrade to Trio or pay your Rev bill in full. Then listen to yours truly, the Natural Empress, and Free Your Mind every weekday to find out if you've won prizes like 55-inch smart TVs and up to $20,000 in cold hard cash. Call 601-8992 today. Rev, you and us together.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus, stand up.
Stand up.
What you believe in, how to achieve all your dreams.
the Hajja Black Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's Friday, y'all. It's the eve. Let me run out. But, you know, it is the technically not the eve because it's not the day before, but it's the show before the 10 days of giveaways on the Hit Back with the Hajja Black. We got Dazzy the Demi, my good friend, joining me. And I see, okay, so we got Dazzy the Demi joining me. Dazzy, it's always a pleasure to have you on, my good friend.
Yes, this is great. It's always good to be back.
Yeah. Always a pleasure. Like, you've done it before, but you feel me.
I know. No, well, this is the first time we're having a public conversation, I guess we can say. It was a pleasure to see you earlier in the year at the unveiling of the Han event at Easy Cars.
Yes.
At Fusion.
Yes.
And you were amazing in that role. You did such a good job.
Thank you.
So it was very good to see that. But again, that is what I was before we went to the break. You know, I'm seeing Bahamians shifting in a lot of their perspectives now. Mm-hmm. So we are people I see as evolving and growing and really learning new ways to be. Because just as simple as, you know, driving an electric car and seeing people now plug in, that's something that, you know, 4 years ago was such an anomaly, right?
Unheard of, really.
Unheard of, right? Mm-hmm. Such an anomaly. I see Bahamians now, you know, exercising, you know, more than ever. You know, they're really watching what they eat. You know, they are just taking their health so seriously. You know, I see a lot of redefinition of values. And so, you know, you always want any administration that is in to succeed. I don't care what your political affiliation.
You want them to succeed.
You always want them to succeed. That should be universal. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, we all have to live in the country together. And there is no room. I feel like, you know, once the ballot is cast, you know, you put your support behind who is going to lead, because we need this country to be in a place that all of us want to live in, right? And so that's just the bottom line in what it is. And we have to stay focused on that and look at, you know, national interests and our part in being a part of, you know, this whole ecosystem and not being so individual and just thinking that we're separate and apart from it. So, you know, that's something that we have to focus on and just kind of keep in our minds just for the country to just continuously evolve. You know, we have to have that, Nahaja. We just cannot think of ourselves being isolated, because when you're locked up, you know, in your house and you're thinking, well, oh, this doesn't affect me, you know, you're locked up because you're trying to prevent something, right? And so it does affect you. So we do not live in a vacuum. We do not live isolated. We do not do that. So, you know, I'm very big on personal responsibility, but also looking at what it's going to take for the betterment of all, and keeping that in strong perspective, because we all have to live in this country. And that's just what it is. Oh, watching from North Carolina.
Yeah, man. Hey. What's going on, man? Someone says the PLP female political bench is deep. Orinthia would make them deeper. The deputy to Chester in the future will be a female. Just watch and see. Well, listen, I would say this. We all know that she came from out of the belly of the BLB, right? Like, her mom is a stalwart.
I was just going to say, her origins.
She got her origin story. Yeah. So is she returning to her roots? Will she come out and be transformed and yellow? This is going to be powerful. Someone says that we might be tired of both FNM PLP, but at least they can form a full party. Everyone wants to lead, but can't find a crew to follow, just messing with people's emotions. You're right on that. And this is one of the things, actually listening to her speech was pretty good. Orinthia Kumalafe's speech announcing her resignation. It was really good because she admitted at some point, it felt like she was probably throwing the party under the bus. Head. Y'all wasn't paying enough money. Like, thanks for the little bit of dues, but we could use some more money. I went six figures on this thing and I almost gone broke, but for the people, it was kind of like, it had a little bit of shade. Okay. Maybe had like, you know, it wasn't a dilly tree size shade, not a full grown fox hill.
I think it was a thatch palm, you know.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. It was a thatch palm.
It was waving. I saw the roots on the side of it.
Oh, listen, it had it. It had it. You know, she was shady a little bit there. You ain't get a whole bit, you know. You could still get some sunburn, but it was,
But as well she should, right? Didn't she earn the right to do that? I mean, I'm sorry. I think that's
she earned the right to be shady.
Yeah.
Hold on. I think she went through. Yeah, and Cecil, your head's sweating, buddy. Welcome to the show.
I know it ain't Cecil.
It's good to be on the show. It's a busy day in Fox Hill. We having a big extravaganza on the roundabout right now, celebrating Utah season. We're singing. And to get back home, you know, was a task. It was a task. So, yes, I am sweating, but I was determined to make it here kind of on time, even though I'm at least half an hour, 45 minutes late.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I need to find you too, buddy. Look at
yes,
that.
Ma'am.
Daddy taking the bush.
Someone needs to bring you some water. Bring me some water, please.
I don't have any water. Do I have water?
Yeah. No.
Wasn't it everything's red? Not red. Lord, let me not say that. What is it? Everything's better with Fred? What is it? Call you, MP.
Fred Mitchell doing all kind of things in Fox. Every day is a celebration.
All right, MP.
I'm not sure what's happening on top of the hill, but someone told someone they're giving out ham and turkey, and a line is from here to Jabim.
Oh, that's why you couldn't get home.
In the road.
That's why you couldn't get home. Were you on the line, Cecil?
I was trying to get past the line. I said,
because
whatever they're giving out, whatever they... And I saw one short man with a turkey bigger than him. I may have to go back because I don't know how turkeys that big anymore. That's them Atlantis turkey from yesterday.
Turkey.
Yes. You know what Atlantis did on Voucher? It's one of them. That's them big boys.
Them Atlantis turkey.
That's them Atlantis turkey. I've never seen them that big in years. Yeah.
So Bahama don't give them big turkeys? Bahama don't give them big turkey? No.
Look how the smile wiped from his face. Anyhow, let's move right along.
Bahama turkey is a whole chicken.
It's a whole corner shen. A different type of vibe.
I mean, they got water park to build. I mean, what do you want? Come on.
I understand.
Priorities.
But you go on to the glory. Busy to the big hotel. Definitely.
There you go.
But I was looking at your conversation, even though I couldn't join in. I understand and appreciate the move of Ms. Como laughing. I understand that her party was not happy with her, from what I'm hearing. And so this separation was something that was anticipated, right? It was a mutual between the current leadership and her. And they forgot themselves that she is the star of the party. There is no second fiddle there.
Well, so you're saying they run up? You're trying to say that the party ran?
They think that they can do better without her, even though they are second rate. So it should be interesting to see how they survive without her star power, her draw, right? And one must appreciate that the fact in history that just a few months ago, they had a tumultuous, for lack of a better word, leadership battle where she had to come on air on your show to defend herself.
Oh, yeah, it was a brawl.
It was a brawl. It was a brawl.
I mean, she threw a little shade at me too, but we ain't gonna bring that up no more. You know.
She was hurt, and that sensation still lingers. So she decided to pack up a bungee bundle. What kind of bundle? She packed up a bundle all the same, right? And her and her husband, her expat husband, decided to move.
You know what? I just love how you throw keywords in there for fun.
Expat.
You know, just throw it right in there. I think he got a citizenship.
Trying to say that black people cannot be expats?
Did he get a citizenship now? He's a Bahamian, eh? He's a Bahamian.
I'm trying to understand if you're trying to say that black people cannot be expats.
You see how Cecil is talk fool? Who said that? You brought up black. You brought up expat. But he is a citizen now. So call that man Bahamian. All right?
Not with that last name.
Cecil, there's a sound on TikTok that says, why you gotta act like that? Like what? You see why people don't like you? Why people don't want to be around you?
It doesn't matter who don't like me. Nahaja likes me.
I feel like a spiritual advisor right now. Behave yourself. Stop it. Stop.
Pray for me.
I don't know why Cecil put all that pressure on me. Say Nahaja like me. Why are you trying to get me on the record?
Every week I am here.
I cannot defend you, but I like you. Cecil is the ENTP, you know. They are very necessary for the world, Nahaja.
Yes.
A what?
Yes.
Extroverted, intuitive, thinking, perceiving.
Yeah, that's my guy.
That's very powerful.
There you go.
So, like it or not, you need it. You need it for the world. You gotta have it.
It's like suckerfish on sharks. You gotta have it.
Yes.
Yeah. You know the on Batman.
I'm not sure she called me a sucker just now, but that's okay. Yes,
I'll redeem you. Let's go characters, right? To make it make sense. So on Batman, he is the Joker. The Joker is an ENTP as well. So
I'm not sure if you called me a Joker, but I'm here. I'm listening. That's suckerfish and Joker, and it's okay.
There's a lot of abuse he's taking right now.
There's a lot of abuse.
I love you, Cecil.
It's because I'm darkening everybody.
No.
Well, first of all, you need to borrow our lighting, right? But I love you, Cecil.
I have a light. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't watch nothing. You and your family and my family, we like this.
I'm just saying, I'm listening. I'm listening to you all. Like, come on, the show. I rush here and I get abuse.
Bahamians. No, Cecil, you keep Bahamians on their toes. You know, they have to argue in the comments. I mean, you just constantly inflaming.
Couldn't let that Georgia bundle pass. You had to say it's Georgie bundle. I watch all of that.
He's not
Nobody else noticed it. Nobody else noticed it, but
you know, Cecil, it's not our fault that you are late and you decided to prioritize a turkey. Okay, so don't beat us up because you decided that you wanted to chase a turkey.
But I reach. My thing is, I reach.
You reach, baby. You reach.
Show love.
Listen, Dwight, Alex, they say we love you.
I appreciate that. I've worn my bear to be play Santa Claus this year, and no one even acknowledging that.
But actually, I did notice that you were going, but I didn't, Santa Claus, you know, I wasn't anticipating you saying you was going to play Santa. Who called you?
I do volunteer work.
In other words, he's just showing up, whether they like it or not. I love it. I was just curious
as to who would call, you know, say, Cecil, I need you to be Santa. I just wanted to know if that was like what happened, but no.
You know who would make a good Santa? Cecil.
Because I'm jolly.
Right.
I'm jolly, and I have a big stomach.
Well, one out of two ain't bad. One out of two ain't bad.
I have nothing more to say. He's taken over. Insulted himself now, so we can clock off, Nahaja.
Yeah, me today. I missed you, buddy.
I'm listening to you all.
CA, okay. So we have, and my producer's saying we have 5 minutes. So I want to talk about what we're doing next week. The 10 days of giveaway so people can, you know, brace themselves. Dazzy, CA, of course, you know, both of you. I would love you two to be a part of it as we give away all of these Yuletide chair. So just to give a heads up, first of all, Cecil, Dazzy, have you seen my new mug? Okay, gotta look. Okay, can you see it? There it is.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. All right.
Love it.
Then you have the Live Your Best Life.
I can go get my
signature mug.
I can get my mug.
No, your mug straight. Your mug straight. Just be still. You straight. Because it don't just come with, it's come with stuff in it, you see? So it's about a giveaway. We're giving away, and I only did 10. So these are exclusive. They will not be on sale anywhere. They are purely for this giveaway. So it's an exclusive show mug. That's just one thing, and we're giving away 8 of them because Cecil has to get his and Dazzy has to get hers. So, so that's it. I gotta pay the help. Thank you guys. And we're also on the list of things. We're gonna have lunch for two at Drifters. Special thanks to Cecil Ricardo Williams
at Drifters, the best place to go to on a fish fry. Definitely.
Tamron Wings, right?
Yes. And the WAP. You got to try the WAP.
Oh, I've never had the WAP.
That's a drink that makes you smile. It's called a WAP.
You know, even though it's time change, Cecil, this is not a night show. So, I mean, let's behave here.
It just gets dark early.
Nahaja's show still is a day show, right?
I hope a lot of people ain't know what that means. That is insane. Then we also have a special thanks to Comfort Suites. Comfort Suites has donated to us a 3-day, 2-night stay at Comfort Suites so that someone will win that wonderful prize. Awesome. Then we have 2 VIP tickets from Fusion that we're giving away.
as well. We've got Wicked Wings is doing their mega
feast.
I love
Wicked Wings.
Awesome.
Yeah, good food there. Yeah, they're doing their mega feast.
I'll shut them out.
Listen. Yeah, listen. So
my
they're
baby
doing their mega
feast.
Say again?
That's my baby cousin.
Oh, the food is delicious, man. Delicious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Discount possibilities.
Man, listen, let's see what else we got. We have the BTC cell phone that we're giving away as well.
Okay.
Dinner for two at Caruso's over PI.
Okay.
So we got a lot of stuff that we're adding on to that too. We also have from a lot of people on the side, y'all, always ask me, Nahaja, who does your hair? Well, my hair, my girl, is a little expensive, but she has this decided to be amazing and give a full-on hair makeover, cut, color, treat, the whole bomb. And so Prestige Transformation is going to be sponsoring us as well. Then we have a shipping company that is going to give us £100 free in the holiday season. This is powerful. You know what I could do with £100 free of shipping? And so trust me, I try to ship I can really use that right now. I don't even know why I can't get that for me. I'm just
going to say, this is not for you. You know, people who shop and be like, you know, I love this for me. Thank you.
I'll take this out of the bag.
I'll take this. Yeah, I love it.
So we got a lot of stuff starting next week. So 10 days of each day we are giving away. And that is the goal for the holiday season. And Dazzy, I want you to experience because it's always fun. But before we go, I want to give you guys the last word on Cecil. Before I let you, my producer's saying time. But CA, on Monday, Dazzy, next week sometime, you guys, I'll see you then. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. All right, everybody, you're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. CA Nuri, Dazzy the Demi, thank them so much for this wonderful day. See you guys next week. Where can you get your mug from? It was only 10 I made. Only 10. Sorry. It's just, we got to win them. Look forward to next week. See you all out next week. We're out. Have a good weekend. Bye.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus and
stand up.
What you believe in.